being made so much better than the angels, as he hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. For unto which of the angels said he at any time, Thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee? And again, I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. And again, when he bringeth in the first begotten into the world, he saith, And let all the angels of God worship him. And of the angels he saith, Who maketh his angels spirits, and his ministers a flame of fire. But unto the Son he saith, Thy throne, O God, is for ever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of thy kingdom. Unto the Son, did you notice that, beloved? He saith, Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. Also over here in Hebrews chapter 2, we have this verse, But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he by the grace of God should taste death for every man. In the Gospel of John, I'll pick up where I left off yesterday. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. O beloved, let us consider the light of the world, Jesus Christ, this morning, as we think about the things that are in the spirit world, things that are a commonplace in the realm of eternity, and so often in our lives here on this earth, we are so wrapped up in the natural things that we forget these things. But here this morning, let's consider the sun. In him is light, and the light was in him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Have you ever wondered why at times you try to talk to people about Jesus and they don't understand? And Jesus is such a light, such a life to us, and people don't understand. It's because they're in the darkness yet. They're yet in darkness. They haven't yet been illuminated. But, oh, beloved, once you have seen and know the Lord Jesus Christ, isn't it just like this? We see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor. And, oh, that's the scene I want to meditate on here this morning. We see Jesus crowned with glory and honor. He is the foreknown King. He is crowned with glory. In him is light. It says here in Hebrews chapter 1, Thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. And again, when he bringeth his first begotten into the world, he saith, And let all the angels of God worship him. And of the angels, he said, He makes those angels spirits, and his ministers a flame of fire. But unto the Son, he saith, Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. And that's the picture. I love that this morning, to consider the Lord Jesus Christ upon the throne, settled in for all of eternity, crowned with glory and honor, and he has tasted death for each one of us. And I do want you to also consider this here, over here, when it says that he has been begotten. And I know there are those that would say, well, that Jesus was a created being, but don't forget the lesson of yesterday, that all things were made by him, and without him there was nothing made that is made. He is the express image of God. He is there, was present in the beginning, was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. So let us not look at this word begotten here and say, oh, there's some issue. But rather, let us understand that this is the incarnation of Christ upon this earth. And he said, this day have I begotten thee. This day are we able to see the Lord Jesus Christ upon the earth. And so I'd like to continue to look at some of these things as we go on this week, turning our attention away from the natural things. Too often it's the temporal things that that take up our time, but rather that we would consider these spiritual things all of eternity. And so God bless you. Thank you for joining us here at the Fountain of Life.